This morning on WCHL, the superintendent of Orange County Schools, just 8 months on the job, is out. The UNC learning specialist who laid blame on former arts and sciences deans for partial fault in the academic scandal returns to WCHL. Orange County recycling woes continue.
We have to choose from a basket of bad options.
And the short session of the North Carolina General Assembly kicks off today with new names representing you.
We do need an across-the-board pay raise for teachers, and I'm glad that the governor recognizes that.
When people look at what's happening now, they expect the state to ensure that Duke Energy does indeed clean up those funds, that there is a plan in place.
These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the non-conference schedule is in the books for UNC baseball, with its defeat of Gardner-Webb. Plus, the ACC Men's Basketball Championship moves to Saturday. And
now the ACC Basketball Tournament scheduling. That's a big deal.
That's this morning at Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. Not as hot today. Mostly sunshine. Our high today in the upper 80s. About 5 degrees cooler than yesterday, although it's difficult to call that cool. Superintendent of Orange County Schools, Jerry Martine, resigned on Monday night, just 8 months after she was hired. Judging from an email message sent out Tuesday morning by Orange County Schools, the decision to leave appears not to have been Martine's alone. Here's an excerpt. In a unanimous decision, the Orange County Board of Education, in the best interests of the students, parents, staff, and community, agreed to conclude Dr. Martine's employment as the superintendent of our district. The message, signed by Orange County Board of Education Chair Donna Coffey, names Dr. Del Burns as interim superintendent. He is currently out of district, so interim auxiliary services director Pam Jones is acting superintendent until Burns is available. Before Martin was hired in September of 2013, she had 27 years of experience in education, including 4 years as assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction, and a little more than a year as superintendent of McDowell County Schools. Coffey was enthusiastic when she spoke with WCHL about Martine's hiring back in September. She said that Martin, quoting here, definitely stood out as the best candidate to our board after 30 applicants were considered. When reached by WCHL for comment about Martine's resignation, Coffey referred to the official statement and declined to speak about it any further. Martine could not be reached for comment. County commissioners took another look last night at funding for curbside recycling pickup in rural areas, but most board members didn't like the choices on the table. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
There is absolutely no evidence that the tax cut has stimulated the economy in any way. And we are still about 60,000 jobs short of the people that were employed in 2007 or 2008.
That's Representative Verla Insko of District 56. She says the Republican majority in Raleigh has been reckless with budgeting policies over the last 3 years, in particular with tax cuts that brought down revenue. Insko says the recent news of a $445 million shortfall should not have surprised Republican legislators, and she's not a fan of dipping into $600 million in reserves as a solution.
It's one-time money, and Democrats did use one-time money to fill holes, so it's not that it's never been done, but we didn't try to fund significant recurring expenses with that money.
Insko and her fellow Orange County legislators, District 50 Representative Greg Meyer and District 23 Senator Valerie Fouché, all agree that tweaking the budget during the short sale will be the top priority. And within that task, the top issue is raising teacher pay. Here's Meyer.
We do need an across-the-board pay raise for teachers, and I'm glad that the governor recognizes that. But along with the small raise that he's proposed for this year, we need a serious plan for how we're going to boost the pay of our teachers up to the national average or above. And the governor's plan doesn't do that. The base salary scale on his plan tops out at $50,000, and the nationwide average for a teacher pay is $55,000.
Like Insko and Fouché, he's worried about where the money will come from.
If the legislature decides to cut the university system significantly in order to give teachers a raise, I don't see that as good legislation, and I'm not sure I could vote for that.
Another top item on the to-do list mentioned by all three legislators is enforcing the cleanup of all of Duke Energy's coal ash ponds, in addition to the one that spilled into the Dan River back in February. Here's Fouché.
When people look at what's happening now, they expect the state to ensure that Duke Energy does indeed clean up those ponds, that there is a plan in place that ensures us that this sort of thing won't happen again, and that the ratepayers are not going to be the ones who pay for the cleanup.
Fushi told WCHL that she has one reason to feel optimistic about this legislative session.
What I'm hearing is that we're not going to be there very long, and that would suggest to me that there won't be a lot of controversial legislation proposed or passed. I think that right now that is probably the best that we can expect.
For more on this story, you can read it at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news in just a moment.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
This is Stacy Chapman at the Print Shop in University Mall. We would like to congratulate all those graduates out there with some great diploma framing deals. Our beautiful UNC diploma frames are on sale now for $125. Even the student stores and downtown shops can't beat that. And don't fret if you want to pick out your own custom order or match another school's colors. We're offering 20% off all diploma and certificate framing the entire month of May. Only at the Print Shop for over 40 years, your art, print, and framing store in University Mall.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. Now that story we promised you from Elizabeth Friend on WCHL.
After deciding last month not to decide on a long-term option for funding the rural curbside recycling program, Orange County commissioners last night wrangled with a question of how to keep the program going in the short term.
We have to choose from a basket of bad options. And whether we're choosing the worst bad option or a little bit better bad option, we're going to choose a bad option for this next year.
That's Vice Chair Earl McKee. The board on April 15th did not opt for either a solid waste service district tax or a subscription service to pay for recycling pickup for 13,700 homes in unincorporated Orange County. Now commissioners are considering how to fund the service for the next year, out of the solid waste reserve fund, by raising the property tax rate, or by increasing household fees to cover the full operating cost of the solid waste convenience centers, which would then free up other funding for recycling pickup. Although the county manager recommended using reserve funds, some on the board, including Bernadette Pellessier, worried town residents would be unfairly subsidizing rural services.
It's actually the towns would be paying three times. They're paying from the reserves, they're paying from general fund for the convenience center, 75%, and then they're paying the recycling fee for in the town.
But interim county manager Michael Talbert said at this point, there are no ideal solutions.
Just to be clear, we know it's not equitable. None of the options are equitable. I don't know how to say it any other way. None of them are equitable. They all benefit one portion of the population more than the other.
The board will likely pick from a menu of options at a meeting on June 3rd. Also on June 3rd, commissioners will revisit a draft of a preliminary interlocal agreement between the towns and county to govern how solid waste and recycling will be handled in the future. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council will get together and discuss the manager's budget proposal at a work session tonight. Following Monday's five-hour-long meeting, the council ran out of time to consider next year's spending plan. Elected officials will weigh in on a budget that calls for no property tax rate increase and dedicates a quarter cent of the current tax rate toward affordable housing. However, the mayor signaled on that some of the council will push for a larger commitment of funding to new housing initiatives. The council will also review the proposed Chapel Hill Transit budget and consider investment in multimodal infrastructure. The work session starts at 6 o'clock tonight in the Chapel Hill Public Library. The UNC learning specialist who laid blame in the College of Arts and Sciences, former deans, for not catching Julius Nangoro in the academic scandal returns to WCHL today. At 7:06 this morning, Bradley Bethel, author of the widely read blog Coaching the Mind, continues his conversation with WCHL News and Sports Director Rand Northam about the academic scandal. Last week, Bethel said the very people who are blasting the university for allowing the academic scandal to take place are at the heart of the problem. He pointed to history professor Jay Smith and former Arts and Sciences interim dean Madeline Levine for not catching Nangoro's wrongdoings. Tune in this morning at 7:06 to hear Bethel live in our studio to discuss his latest viewpoints and where he thinks the future of the UNC academic scandal is headed. A new poll conducted by Raleigh-based Public Policy Polling finds that overall, voters aren't too happy with either of North Carolina's candidates for U.S. Senate. As a result, a surprising number of voters are leaning Libertarian. Here's PPP Director Tom Jensen.
Our first general election poll finds Kay Hagan leading Tom Tillis 38-36, and the Libertarian candidate Sean Hawes getting 11%. And that's a pretty unusually high level of support for a third-party candidate.
Jensen points out that Hagan, the Democratic incumbent, has a 38% approval rating, while 49% of voters disapprove. According to Jensen, that's been fairly consistent over the last 6 months.
And Tillis doesn't do any better. 30% of voters see him favorably, 46% unfavorably.
Jensen says the presence of a Libertarian candidate is hurting Tillis more than Hagan. He attributes that to disgruntled Republican primary voters who supported Tillis' top opponent, Tea Party favorite Greg Brannon, who is viewed by some as the more conservative candidate. But Jensen doesn't expect that type of support for Haw to last for very long.
I think it's unlikely that he'll get any more support than this, and the most likely scenario is that his support will decline between now and the election.
Jensen says that after hard feelings from the primary begin to subside, much of that support will swing toward Tillis. WCHL News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Smart Market. And not a lot of traffic this morning so far. Starting out about like usual, very slow traffic this morning. Not a lot out there. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. And in the meantime, if you need to get in touch with us to let us know about something that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Talk to Rand. You can also tweet us at WCHL. And you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. We certainly would appreciate it. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the home of fresh brewed coffee. They serve it fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Mostly sunny today, not quite as hot today. We got up into the 90s yesterday, and the afternoon was really steamy. Today, not quite as bad. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with the lows in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, about 80, so still a little bit, well, not as warm. Let's not say chilly, because it's certainly not chilly. Also has some strong winds late in the day, tomorrow. 80% chance of rain. We'll have a 100% chance of rain tomorrow night. Some strong wind gust up to 30 miles per hour and a low of about 30 degrees. So really some not so pleasant weather in the close future for us. But today, not so bad. Mostly sunshine. Crown Honda of South Point is home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. And we're going to tell you about Carolina baseball. First of all, Tar Heels got a win last night, 7-2 over Gardner-Webb on the road to improve to 31-21 of the season and increase their chances of making it into the NCAA tournament. With the loss, the running Bulldogs dropped to 23-27 of the season. UNC starting pitcher Taylor Cherry had a lot to do with that. Cherry tossed six shutout innings to stymie the Bulldog bats. Sky Bolt slammed his second home run of the year to propel the Tar Heels to the victory at Shelby High School's Veterans Field at Keeter Stadium. Wouldn't it be nice to get Sky Bolt really hot here near the end of the season? More good news for Carolina came in the form of Wood Myers returning to the lineup after a broken hand on April 25th in the series against Virginia Tech. He rebounded nicely with a pair of hits and an RBI as well. In total, the UNC offense exploded for 16 base hits against a bevy of Gardner-Webb pitchers. Carolina will now head to Florida tonight, or tomorrow rather, in advance of a three-game series at Miami starting on Thursday. Thursday night's opener is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. and will be available courtesy of ESPN3 on WatchESPN.com. And a correction, they're going to be headed down to Florida today in advance of that series, which starts tomorrow. The Atlantic Coast Conference announced the men's basketball tournament championship game will now be played on a Saturday evening, a change that kicks off the tournament a day early. The ACC regular season will now end on the preceding Saturday, with the 62nd annual tournament starting on Tuesday, four games on both Wednesday and Thursday, and the Friday semifinals preceding the championship on Saturday. Sunday nights have been the host of the championship game since the 1982 tournament, and ACC Commissioner John Swofford said he believes the conference's players, coaches, and fans will actually enjoy the switch. I should say that Sunday afternoons have been the host of the championship game. That is absolutely true. It's played early in the afternoon, but no more. It's a win-win situation for everyone involved, according to John Swofford. All 14 tournament games will continue airing nationally on ESPN and the ACC Network. The 2015 tournament will again be held at the Greensboro Coliseum, a host of the event for the 26th time in conference history. The 2016 tournament will be held in Washington, D.C. The 2017 and 2018 tournaments will be held at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. More coming up in an hour on WCHL.
The Kennedy Dental Group has been practicing in Chapel Hill for more than 20 years and prides itself on being a community-based business. Dr. Jeff Kennedy encourages everyone to enjoy one of the walking trails behind their new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street, across from Eastgate Shopping Center. The Kennedy Dental Group not only cares about your oral health, but your overall well-being, and is happy to make their ecological environment accessible to all citizens of Carrboro and Chapel Hill. Park for free behind their offices and enjoy the surroundings.
Huntington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the official sponsor of Fountain Drink Season. Now's your chance to taste the best fountain drinks in town for free. This Wednesday, May 14th, Cruisers is offering free fountain drinks all day long. So stop by any of their convenient area locations, including Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Briar Creek, and Powell Place, and enjoy one of their refreshing fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over Cruisers' famous chewy ice. It's free this Wednesday, no purchase necessary. Free fountain drinks this Wednesday at Cruisers. Good to go.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Again, special guest in the studio this morning starting at 7:06, Bradley Bethel, author of the widely read blog Coaching the Mind, will continue his conversation with Rand Northam about the UNC academic scandal. Again, that's next hour on WCHL. It is 6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. I'm Sam Litzinger, sitting in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. This was a big day for America's space program back in 1973. The Skylab space station lifted off from Cape Canaveral. Its mission? To prove that human beings could actually live and work in space for long periods of time. Turns out, we could. More after this from Charlie.
There are a lot of complicated things in life. Rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent Auto Owners Agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
There's an old saying, expect the unexpected. Wise words, like suddenly remembering you left your garage door open when you're halfway to work. With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. So be prepared for the unexpected. Learn more and find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com.
We've all heard of the International Space Station, but on May 14, 1973, its precursor lifted off from Florida. Skylab was a combination space hotel and science experiment. The goal was to show that we humans could go into space and actually live there. That would be essential if we were ever going to Mars, say, or if we wanted to colonize another planet. Skylab almost didn't work. This NASA film highlights the many early problems up there.
It was felt that the meteoroid shield had been completely lost at deployment, which accounted for the high heat levels. Also, that fragments of the meteoroid shield had jammed or otherwise hindered full deployment of the solar array panels.
But somehow NASA and the astronauts got things under control, and three crews spent time on Skylab before it came back home in pieces. Unexpectedly high solar activity shortened its life, and it fell apart when it re-entered our atmosphere in 1979. There was concern at the time Skylab would fall on us, but that didn't happen, fortunately.
Skylab Houston through Array 1, how do you read?
We always remember each day that we're in a very special place. It's a very special building. It's a very special station that's been built here, and we certainly do enjoy it.
NASA says Skylab helped engineers design everything from special kitchen facilities to astronaut exercise equipment. So if we ever do make it to Mars, we can thank that mission for helping us get there. The Osgood File, Sam Litzinger on the CBS Radio Network.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lair, and I'm the franchise owner for Home Instead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Home Instead Senior Care provides non-medical in-home care for seniors, companionship, meal preparation, medication reminders, on up through personal care and bathing assistance for seniors all throughout Orange and North Chatham County. Well, what I want to talk about today is what I call the white elephant. A lot of the clients we serve have lost their spouses, and we see a huge trend among families and caregivers that we call the white elephant. If you've ever been around someone who's lost a loved one, you've undoubtedly seen the situation played out. Immediately following the loss, everybody offers their heartfelt condolences. A few brave souls may actually offer to reminisce with you about the person you lost, but once the appropriate grieving period has passed, no one mentions their name again. Maybe they're afraid of upsetting their loved one. Maybe they're actually afraid of upsetting themselves. But in both instances, the memory of the departed kind of falls into this conversational abyss that no one dares to broach. And in my mind, the only thing greater than the tragedy of losing the person you love is losing them twice. Imagine if you could never say your wife's name again. For many caregivers and families, avoiding sensitive topics seems like the compassionate thing to do, but in doing it, you actually deny the person you care about not just the joy of reminiscing, but in some cases, you actually deny them an important part of the grieving process. What we do is we encourage our caregivers not to be afraid of the white elephant. Engage the seniors in their life on things that are most important to them. Ask them about their favorite memories. If you close the door on an entire chapter of their life and refuse to talk about it, you'll never really get to know them as a person. Ask them about their wedding day. Ask them about dancing under the stars at the officers' club. Ask them about the hard times, about their biggest mistakes. Ask them about the thing that they love the most. Along the way, you'll hear an unbelievable story, and it's a story that they desperately want to tell you. Well, for more information on this and everything that we do, you can go to homeinstead.com, or you can call us up at 919-933-3300.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from DSI Comedy Theater. It's half off. $20 worth of tickets available now for $10. Did you know that DSI Comedy has a brand new location at 462 West Franklin Street? DSI has earned a reputation as the best comedy theater in the South, with its critically acclaimed performances of improv, sketch, and stand-up. It's half off from DSI Comedy Theater. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. It's going to be another hot one today, although not quite as hot. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s today, about 5 degrees less hot than yesterday. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s, and then a big chance of rain starting tomorrow and certainly tomorrow night. Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes 4-star rated restaurants restaurants in the state, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
News update. I'm Vicki Barker. More than 200 dead, more than 200 still missing in what could be Turkey's worst mining disaster. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams on an inferno of smoke and flame and toxic gas.
There is a massive rescue effort underway. The big concern is that the fire is apparently still raging underground, and that means that there could be poisonous gas underground, which the people who are trapped could be exposed to. We know that the rescue workers have been trying to pump oxygen down to them in the hope that will keep them alive. We don't know whether that's been successful.
Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has hope for the missing.
Rescue work is underway at the coal mine to rescue our brothers trapped there.
But reporter Williams says it's not clear whether there are any survivors.
We're not entirely sure whether they've actually had any communication with the workers that are trapped underground. There's been no word as to whether any of them are alive or whether they've been confirmed dead.
CBS News Update, I'm Vicki Barker.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the upper 80s with a lot of sunshine. I'm Ron Stutz. Superintendent of Orange County Schools, Jerry Martine, resigned on Monday night just 8 months after she was hired. Judging from an email message sent out on Tuesday morning by Orange County Schools, the decision to leave appears not to have been Martine's alone. Here's an excerpt. In a unanimous decision, the Orange County Board of Education, in the best interest of the students, parents, staff, and community, agreed to conclude Dr. Martine's employment as the superintendent of our district. And that is a quote. The message signed by Orange County Board of Education Chair Donna Coffey names Dr. Del Burns as interim superintendent. He's currently out of district, so interim auxiliary services director Pam Jones is acting superintendent until Burns is available. Before Martine was hired in September of 2013, she had 27 years of experience in education, including 4 years as assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction and a little more than a year as superintendent of McDowell County Schools. Coffey was enthusiastic when she spoke with WCHL about hiring Martine back in September. She said that Martine definitely stood out as the best candidate to our board, and that's a quote, after 30 applicants were considered. When reached by WCHL for comment about Martine's resignation this week, Coffey referred to the official statement and declined to speak about it any further. Martine could not be reached for comment. The UNC learning specialist who laid blame on the College of Arts and Sciences' former deans for not catching Julius Nangoro in the academic scandal returns to the WCHL studios this morning at 7:06, just a little while, about a half hour from now. Bradley Bethel, author of the widely read blog Coaching the Mind, continues his conversation with WCHL News and Sports Director Rand Northam about the UNC academic scandal. Last week, Bethel said the very people who are blasting the university for allowing the academic scandal to take place are at the heart of the problem. He pointed to history professor Jay Smith and former Arts and Sciences interim dean Madeline Levine for not catching Nangoro's wrongdoings. Tune in this morning at 7:06, about a half hour from now, to hear Bethel live in our studio to discuss his latest viewpoints and where he thinks the future of the UNC academic scandal is headed. The Chapel Hill Town Council will discuss the manager's budget proposal at a work session coming up tonight. Following Monday's five-hour meeting, the council ran out of time to consider next year's spending plan. Elected officials will weigh in on a budget that calls for no property tax rate increase and dedicates a quarter cent of the current tax rate toward affordable housing. However, the mayor signaled on Monday that some members of the council will push for a larger commitment of funding to new housing initiatives. The council will also review the proposed Chapel Hill Transit budget and consider investment in multimodal infrastructure. The work session begins at 6 p.m. in the Chapel Hill Public Library. The short session of the North Carolina General Assembly begins today. Three state legislators from Orange County, all Democrats, spoke recently with WCHL's Danny Hooley about their expectations for this session.
There is absolutely no evidence that the tax cut has stimulated the economy in any way. And we are still about 60,000 jobs short of the people that were employed in 2007 or 2008.
That's Representative Verla Insko of District 56. She says the Republican majority in Raleigh has been reckless with budgeting policies over the last 3 years, in particular with tax cuts that brought down revenue. Insco says the recent news of a $445 million shortfall should not have surprised Republican legislators, and she's not a fan of dipping into $600 million in reserves as a solution.
It's one-time money, and Democrats did use one-time money to fill holes, so it's not that it's never been done, but we didn't try to fund significant recurring expenses with that money.
Insco and her fellow Orange County legislators, District 50 Representative Greg Meyer and District 23 Senator Valerie Fouché, all agree that tweaking the budget during the short session will be the top priority. And within that task, the top issue is raising teacher pay. Here's Meyer.
We do need an across-the-board pay raise for teachers, and I'm glad that the governor recognizes that. But along with the small raise that he's proposed for this year, we need a serious plan for how we're going to boost the pay of our teachers up to the national average or above. And the governor's plan doesn't do that. The base salary scale on his plan tops out at $50,000, and the nationwide average for a teacher pay is $55,000.
Like Insco and Fouché, he's worried about where the money will come from.
If the legislature decides to cut the university system significantly in order to give teachers a raise, I don't see that as good legislation, and I'm not sure I could vote for that.
Another top item on the to-do list mentioned by all three legislators is enforcing the cleanup of all of Duke Energy's coal ash ponds, in addition to the one that spilled into the Dan River back in February. Here's Fouché.
When people look at what's happening now, they expect the state to ensure that Duke Energy does indeed clean up those ponds, that there is a plan in place that ensures us that this sort of thing won't happen again, and that the ratepayers are not going to be the ones who pay for the cleanup.
Fouché told WCHL that she has one reason to feel optimistic about this legislative session.
What I'm hearing is that we're not going to be there very long, and that would suggest to me that there won't be a lot of controversial legislation proposed or passed. I think that right now that is probably the best that we can expect.
For more on this story, you can read it at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A new poll conducted by Raleigh-based Public Policy Polling finds that overall, voters aren't too happy with either of North Carolina's candidates for U.S. Senate. As a result, a surprising number of voters are leaning Libertarian. Here's PPP Director Tom Jensen.
Our first general election poll finds Kay Hagan leading Tom Tillis 38-36, and the Libertarian candidate Sean Haw is getting 11%. And that's a pretty unusually high level of support for a third-party candidate.
Jensen points out that Hagan, the Democratic incumbent, has a 38% approval rating, while 49% of the voters disapprove. According to Jensen, that's been fairly consistent over the last 6 months.
And Tillis doesn't do any better. 30% of voters see him favorably, 46% unfavorably.
Jensen says the presence of a Libertarian candidate is hurting Tillis more than Hagan. He attributes that to disgruntled Republican primary voters who supported Tillis' top opponent, Tea Party favorite Greg Brannon, who is viewed by some as the more conservative candidate. But Jensen doesn't expect that type of support for Libertarian Sean Haw to last for very long.
I think it's unlikely that he'll get any more support than this, and the most likely scenario is that his support will decline between now and the election.
Jensen says that after hard feelings from the primary begin to subside, much of that support will swing toward Tillis. A federal judge is ordering a stop to coyote hunting near the world's only wild population of endangered red wolves in northeastern North Carolina because the animals are easily confused. U.S. District Judge Terrence Boyle ruled Tuesday that stopping coyote hunts in five counties will reduce red wolf deaths that violate the Endangered Species Act. Some of the estimated 100 red wolves in the area have been mistaken for coyotes and killed. The two species sometimes interbreed, creating hybrid animals that can appear similar to both. State Wildlife Commission head Gordon Myers says now private landowners in Deer, Hyde, Beaufort, Terrell, and Washington counties can't shoot coyotes unless they're attacking people or livestock. Federal wildlife managers are controlling coyotes by releasing sterilized animals that guard their territory but can't multiply. In news around town this morning, Preservation Chapel Hill is hosting its annual Preservation Award Ceremony tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at St. Paul's AME Church on Merritt Mill Road. The annual awards celebrate outstanding dedication and commitment to excellence in historic preservation in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. This year's nominees include Tom Hefner, Bob Epting, the Church of Reconciliation, and Top of the Hill Restaurant. The event is free and open to the public. Interested in the fracking issue? UNC's General Alumni Association is hosting a free public forum on that topic tomorrow night from 6 until 8 in the Carolina Club at the George Watts Hill Alumni Center. The forum is entitled, Consider This, Fracking the Environment and Our Energy Future. Water Institute Director Jamie Bartram will moderate a panel discussion. WCHL News Time, 640. Fred Black has today's commentary, and that is on the way next.
Of the nearly 200 local dentists, how many have repeatedly been voted by their patients and peers best in Chapel Hill and the Triangle? Like the Kennedy Dental Group, now located at 1721 East Franklin Street across from Eastgate. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Dick Wagner, and Leland Webb combined for over 100 years of experience. They want patients to be healthy and stay that way. They have developed the philosophy of practical dentistry. Dentistry provided in an honest and conservative way, using the most up-to-date technology. Check them out at KennedyDentalGroup.com or call them at 967-9291.
Celebrating our 10th anniversary, Home Watch Caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, founded with a single mission in mind, to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind to families like yours and mine. Home Watch Caregivers provides hourly and 24-hour personal care, including transportation, nutritional meal preparation, light housekeeping, and more. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call at 960-6038. Home Watch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Chapel Hill and Durham are changing. It seems like every week there are more high-rise luxury condo buildings under construction. Now is the time to build your real estate portfolio. After we identify the perfect investment property, we take care of everything. Finding tenants, coordinating maintenance, and depositing your rental income at your bank. The local real estate market is changing, and at Louise Beck Properties, we can help you navigate the future. Visit LouiseBeckProperties.com for more information.
Do you want to know the most affordable secret for anti-aging? Sunscreen. Daily use of sunscreen will help prevent photoaging, such as wrinkles, broken blood vessels, and brown spots, as well as skin cancers associated with sun exposure. Carolina MediSpa carries several different options depending on your needs and skin type. Everyone should be using a sunscreen that is SPF 30 or higher with broad-spectrum UVA and UVB protection every day. Stop by Carolina MediSpa today for a sample of a sunscreen that's right for you. All sunscreens are 20% off in April and May.
Hello, this is Mark Kleinschmidt, Mayor of Chapel Hill, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
All right, thank you, Mayor. 643, and it's 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's going to be another warm one, although not as hot as yesterday.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. Who hasn't heard Pharrell Williams' Academy Award-nominated song from Despicable Me 2? Yes, his Happy song is extremely popular and gets people up and dancing. And some have even made their own videos using the catchy number. Even the UNC players and coaches. You would think that the message from this lively number like Happy would wear off on us. But it appears that more than a few of us just don't seem to be all that happy. Or at least project an attitude that might lead someone to assume that we're happy. Take a look at the development plans on the town council's agenda. If you go to any of the meetings or hearings, you will certainly come away with the feeling everyone isn't happy. And sometimes they aren't even civil toward one another. Surely we can do better. True happiness is an inner quality. Why do some of us let other people affect us so? Sure, these decisions are important, but not so important that they should change us into someone we really don't want to be. Yes, there are all sorts of things we confront these days that tend to make us anything but happy. But I think we can control how to keep many of those things from getting to us. And the byproduct is how much we can accomplish together if we're just a little happier as we work together to make our community what we want it to be. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina's baseball team improved to 31-21 on Tuesday night, knocking off Gardner-Webb by a score of 7-2. The Tar Heels pounded out 16 base hits. Sky Bolt, the owner of four of those hits, three singles, and a two-run homer coming in the third inning as the Tar Heels again get the five-run win. Taylor Cherry went six innings of scoreless baseball, getting his second win of 2014. Moving over to some basketball news that was decided earlier in the week at the ACC spring meetings, the conference will now start its annual tournament on Tuesday with the championship game now in prime time on Saturday night. This year's ACC tournament will culminate in Greensboro at the Greensboro Coliseum.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Today is a travel day for the Tar Heels, who head down to Coral Gables to battle the Miami Hurricanes in a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. And it'll be a tough test for the 14-13 Diamond Heels in the ACC, taking on the league's best record-wise, Miami 22-5.
You know, you sit at 22-5 in this league. You know, going into last series, you've had a great season, an unbelievable challenge for us. You know, three good arms, you know, coming at us, and they've been playing well, just coming off a sweep of Duke. So we got our hands full. We're going to have to really play at a high level.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Well, the Tar Heels played well last night, and the bats really came alive to support that pitching. And it's important to be at their peak here near the end of the season, the regular season coming to a close very rapidly. 647 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together.
This is Chris Culbreth with Tony Hond Associates. Have you ever heard it is important to be in the know? Chapel Hill is one of those special real estate markets where this is ever so true. So if you're considering purchasing or selling a home, contact a professional who is in tune with your local market and let us put our knowledge to work for you. Please call 919-933-8500 or visit us at TonyHallAssociates.com. This has been Chris Culbreth, and remember, at Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list homes, we sell them.
Orange County Emergency Services is dedicated to ensuring the appropriate and efficient response to 911 emergencies and natural and man-made disasters throughout Orange County. The department operates 24 hours a day throughout the year. For more information about Orange County Emergency Services, please call 919-245-6100. In case of an emergency, always be sure to dial 911.
This is Stacy Chapman at the Print Shop in University Mall. We would like to congratulate all those graduates out there with some great diploma framing deals. Our beautiful UNC diploma frames are on sale now for $125. Even the student stores and downtown shops can't beat that. And don't fret if you want to pick out your own custom order or match another school's colors. We're offering 20% off all diploma and certificate framing the entire month of May. Only at the Print Shop for over 40 years, your art, print, and framing store in University Mall.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
649 at WCHL. Before we get to traffic and weather together, I just wanted to say that Rand Northam expecting a special guest in the studio in just a few minutes at 7:06. Rand will continue his conversation with Bradley Bethel. And for the folks who may have missed the first part of this interview, tell us who he is and what you hope to accomplish today.
Bradley Bethel is a learning specialist at UNC. He deals with many student-athletes at the university, and had a long interview with him last week, and probably expect it to be about the same today. talking about the claims that Mary Willingham has raised, the talking about the academic scandal at UNC. And last week, of course, he talked about the fact that the deans in the College of Arts and Sciences had the abilities and should have seen the improprieties that were taking place within the College of Arts and Sciences in the African and Afro-American Studies Department. And we will continue that conversation today and dive further into the UNC academic scandal and what's next, what he believes is next on that path.
Bradley Bethel, of course, is the author of the widely read blog, Coaching the Mind. And so we look forward to that. That's coming up starting at 7 to 6 this morning on WCHL. Right now, we have Freddie Cogger's Chili Quiz coming up and another WCHL hometown hero. But time now for traffic brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Thank you, Ron. 15501 southbound between I-40 and Ephesus Church Road, seeing a slight delay. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 67 degrees this morning. Not as hot today as yesterday. Mostly sunny, though, with a high in the upper 80s. Warm enough. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 65. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms in our forecast. Mainly late in the day. Some thunderstorms may produce some heavy rainfall. Our high tomorrow, about 80. And some strong winds as well. 80% chance of rain. That will translate to a 100% chance of rain coming up tomorrow night. Some strong winds and the low around 60 degrees. So actually a pretty good day today. Tomorrow it's going to get quite interesting. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. I'm going to tell you about Byron Dorgan. You hear him sometimes on the Stephanie Miller Show. Former senator from Democrat from North Dakota, 72 years old today. Jack Bruce, one of the members of Cream, along with Ginger Baker and, of course, Eric Clapton. Jack Bruce, 71 years old today. Movie producer George Lucas is 70. Actress Meg Foster, 66. David Byrne, Talking Heads, 62 years old today. Actor Tim Roth is 53. C.C. DeVille is 52 years old today. Actor Danny Houston, 52. One of the guys who was in Milli Vanilli, Fabrice Morvan, 48 years old today. Actress Kate Blanchett, 45. Actor Gabriel Mann is 42. Movie writer, director Sofia Coppola is 43 years old today. Dan Auerbach, member of famous rock group, 35 years old today. Actress Amber Tamblyn, 31. She is now on Two and a Half Men. Actress Miranda Cosgrove is 21 years old today. Got a whole bunch of local celebrities celebrating their birthdays today. Tim Minnelli, Annette Stone has a birthday. Happy birthday, Annette. Rand Worthington, Lonnie Keith, Deborah Fields, Mary Morgan, Lisa Williams, Terry Hutter, Catherine Taylor. Gracie Kirchgessner has a birthday today, as does Jan Gillespie, Donna Benjamin, Susan Chesser, Randy Cox. Happy birthday, buddy. Linda Commissar over at the university. Dan Chigash has a birthday today, as does Ken Krebs. And our birthday winner of the day is Dave Losey, who's been over at Carolina for a long, long time. Dave Losey, happy birthday. We're going to make sure you get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they love taking care of their customers. Happy birthday to all our celebrities today, including Dave Losey, our birthday winner, WCHL. 654.
This is 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. He's Freddie Cogger.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I'll be me for today.
I'm so excited to hear that.
You are so kind.
Yeah. Well, that was a great question you had yesterday. Well, what you got today?
Mythology.
It's not Rock and Roll Tuesday.
No, mythology.
All right.
We're doing mythology.
You'll pardon me if I don't know the answer to this
one. Quite all right. But you know what? I got a feeling you might know this.
You really think so?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
All right, folks. Here we go, everybody.
All right.
Who is the Roman equivalent of Dionysus, the Greek god of wine?
The Roman equivalent
of Dionysus, the Greek god of wine.
So this would be like the Roman god of wine.
This would be correct. And not a whiner. Well, I guess it could be a whiner.
Yeah.
I want to go to Miami.
I don't know the answer to that question.
All right. Who is the Roman equivalent of Dionysus? The Greek god of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a derivation of this particular god's name as a dancing place back in the 60s and 70s in Chapel Hill.
Really?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ronnie Graham is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Another very special mom nominated by her son, Brian Graham. Brian, tell me why Ronnie is so special.
Thanks, Ron. My sister, Brittany, and I really wanted to do something special for our mother in terms of, you know, Mother's Day coming by, and she's just been such a positive influence in our lives as a single mother, raising both of us, working in the school system. She's been just absolutely fantastic and has taught us really about staying grounded and working really hard for the things that we'd like to achieve and setting goals and working through them. And she's done it all with a smile on her face and taking care of us and our family pets. So I really just couldn't ask for a better role model and, you know, friend than my mom.
I understand that not only has she been a great mom to you and your sister, but she also has helped a lot of other people, countless children and their families. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so my mother has a long career in the Durham Public Schools as an audiologist and a speech pathologist, and she works with children with special needs and some autism and speech defects. So, you know, I do everything that she can to give them a leg up and help them communicate with their families, and just wanting to ensure that kids are a little bit less fortunate than us have a fair shake.
And Ronnie also finds time to volunteer out in the community.
Absolutely. There's very few things that Ronnie will say no to volunteering. She's a big fan of the arts and loves to volunteer at, you know, the DPAC and, you know, the Durham Performing Arts Center and also at the Carolina Theater. She's an active participant in the art walks around Carrboro and Chapel Hill and Hillsboro. And she's always calling me saying, you know, hey, Bri, there's an opportunity to, you know, do this and volunteer down at the Eno River or volunteer for the PTA thrift shop. Would you like to do it? And she's just really great. And she's impacted a lot of lives because of that.
That is fantastic, and you're very fortunate to have such a wonderful mother, and you and your sister have a lot to be proud of, and certainly we appreciate what Ronnie Graham does in the community as well.
Fantastic. Well, it really is an honor to, you know, receive the call and have my mom, Ronnie Graham, as the WCHL Hometown Hero, and she's recently become an avid listener of the morning show, so hopefully this will be a big late Mother's Day surprise.
Well, Brian, thanks for letting us know about her.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to share my story.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 6:58 at WCHL. A lot of phone calls this morning. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kuiger asking a Greek mythology question.
Yep. Who's the Roman equivalent of Dionysus, the Greek god of wine? And of course, it would be...
Bacchus.
Bacchus, not Jim Bacchus of Mr. Magoo fame, but Bacchus.
Yeah, this is spelled differently.
He was the god of the grape harvest, winemaking, and wine. And according to the Greeks, he was the last god accepted into Mount Olympus. He was also the youngest and the only one, supposedly, to have a mortal mother.
And you said that this was the name of a local dance spot back in the 60s and 70s. Yeah,
the Bacchae. Everybody remembers the Bacchae if you're around that, you know, that time. The Romans even had a word for the madness that Bacchus created, Bacchia.
Bacchia. 6:59 at WCHL. Congratulations to Nancy Sidlowski, who called in with the answer to the question this morning. Nancy gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from DSI Comedy Theater. It's half off. $20 worth of tickets available now for $10. Did you know that DSI Comedy has a brand new location at 462 West Franklin Street? DSI has earned a reputation as the best comedy theater in the South, with its critically acclaimed performances of improv, sketch, and stand-up comedy. It's half off from DSI Comedy Theater. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, good morning. It's going to be another hot one today, not quite as hot as yesterday. 67 degrees right now. I'll look for a lot of sunshine today. Our high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65. And then tomorrow and tomorrow night, a big chance of rain.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. A cheer went up when a survivor was pulled out, but the death toll from a coal mine explosion and fire in western Turkey is past 200, and hundreds more could be trapped below ground. CBS's Hollywood.